Have you ever been asked a really tough question?
Yeah!
I mean, like those kinds that make your blood boil?
Yeah!
Or maybe that make you think, I don't know?
Yeah!
Or make you just want to give somebody a ninja punch to the face? You know what I mean? Questions like, why do you Mormons think you're all going to heaven and everybody else is going to... And you feel like saying, not everybody's going, just you. But of course that won't do any good, because they'll just hate the church even more. And then of course there's all those anti-Mormon questions about horses in the Book of Mormon and all kinds of weird things like that. And you just want to say, I don't care. But of course that's not going to be helpful either. I picked up a little rule of thumb a few years ago that has been awesome for answering tough questions. Want to know what it is?
Yeah!
When someone asks you a question that they should not have asked, you answer the question they should have asked. So for example, when somebody asks, why do you Mormons think you're all going to heaven and everybody else is going to... Instead of hearing that question just the way they said it, pretend they said, pardon me, sir, but I have a very important question for you. What is it that you have in your church that sets your church apart from every other? Now, your first thought may be, that's a totally different question. But think about it. The answer is going to be the same. It's all about the restoration, authority, revelation. Not only will you answer their question, but you'll answer it calmly. And believe me, that goes a long way. Plus, it's a whole lot easier to answer a question that isn't framed in a way that sounds mean. So let's try a couple. Why do Mormons always pray to get home safely? It's like they can't think of anything else to say in their prayers. Pretend they said, as a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, what is it that you feel is most important to pray about? Or how about this? Why do Mormons always build those quadrahectillion dollar temples when there's like starving kids in Africa? Pretend they said, why are temples so important to members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Obviously, the second question is going to be much easier to answer, but it's the question that you need to think up in your mind, because they're not going to say it that way, but it is the real question. Doing so also helps you answer with love and concern for the person. It keeps you from getting defensive.
That's what you get for asking such stupid questions!
Because if you look at any of the online discussions about these things, there's a lot of sword batting to the head going on.
Ow.
Just because you hate Mormons and you hate everybody doesn't mean you need to ask such mean questions to me or anybody else.
And actually, this approach can work with anything, whether it has to do with the church or not. Think of the last time somebody said something offensive on Facebook, or the last time somebody sent you a rotten email. Or maybe you just overheard somebody saying something in another room that wasn't very nice toward you. Just take what was said, reword it in your mind. It's okay to take 5 or 10 seconds to answer. And especially if you're talking about online,
take 10, 15 minutes, 20, 30, a day.
Don't just say the first thing that comes to mind, because I promise you, it's not going to come out pretty. Reword it in your mind using the question that they should have asked. And then answer it.
Ow, 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 ow.
Thanks again for joining us today. Again, I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? A Humorous Guide to Help You Succeed in Dating. And Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome.